hordes of them. 6 o'clock.
The George Lucas movie Red Tails dramatizes the story of the Tuskegee Airmen who integrated the skies and helped America win the Second World War.
We have a right to fight for our country the same as every other American.
And with the blockbuster film still showing on the big screen, 92-year-old Dr. Welton Taylor and 91-year-old Virgil Poole are welcomed with open arms at a small high school in the central Wisconsin village of Edgar, far removed from the battlefields of the war and from their personal battle with segregation.
They want to prove to the world that God didn't create us unequal from any other human on the earth.
The rule was, don't make any black heroes. What's going to happen when they go back to Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia? They're going to be troublemakers.
Dr. Taylor was an Army liaison pilot in the Pacific.
The day before the war ended, I had a grudge to settle.
That night, without permission, he flew his small plane low over enemy lines, steering with one hand, dropping bombs out the window with the other. When he landed, Taylor was confronted by his mechanic.
He says to me, "Lieutenant, you've been annoying those people again, haven't you?" And he starts sticking his finger in the bullet holes that went through my plane.
Virgil Poole was stationed in Italy.
We can fight and we can win and we can fly. We dropped bombs down destroyers. A lot of things we did. But we did them to win the war.
But winning the war was not easy in a military that was as segregated as American society. Welton Taylor says the Army was no different than the Ku Klux Klan.
Amen. Yes. Their precepts were exactly those of the Klan. It is my impression that a lot of this started at the top.
And the racism was felt at Tuskegee, an experiment by the Army to see if black men could fly.
That Tuskegee experiment was just as wrong as the experiment that they did at Tuskegee with syphilis by not treating the men they gave syphilis to.
Dr. Welton Taylor would go on to become one of America's leading microbiologists. Virgil Poole became a cop in Chicago with some tough assignments.
I was chief of Chicago Housing Authority Security and Safety for 10 years. I did my best to destroy the gangs.
Through their own careers, Virgil Poole and Welton Taylor fought the racism of post-war America like they fought it during the war. This night, their story inspires the young people at Edgar High School, including Trevor Micklewick, Cameron Mayfield, and Patricia Schwartz.
The government did really bad things to them, and they still succeeded.
I think because of all the racism towards them, that they showed their patriotism and showed that they were part of this country.
They did the best that they could, and it definitely changed everything, and thank goodness.
Their story also inspires Central Wisconsin veterans, like former Marine Jim Campbell.
Oh, I was just in awe to have students of any age be able to hear the history of our country from those that made it, because they won't read this in a book. You can't.
Welton Taylor and Virgil Poole don't think the book on American racism is closed.
Right now, we have over 1,000 organizations in the United States that are still sold on Hitler, and we know what Hitler would have done to us.
I was slave and soldiered for the greatest nation in the world. Because I don't believe there's a difference in God's creation of a human being. I think we're all the same.
I have been fighting the Civil War all my life, and I still am. That's why I'm here.
And as long as they're here, these Tuskegee Airmen will still be fighting. In Edgar, I'm Glenn Mulbert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.